Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not at, just whips complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
There've been so many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Give To Black Power Radio. We're here in the city of Washington, D.C. We're happy to be on board tonight, and we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. I am your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. And man, what an episode, what an episode, what a week. How long shall we sacrifice our black children, our black men, our black women, and our black children, and do nothing for the Black Revolution? We are live tonight in Washington, D.C., with updates from all over the country on black executions of our black men, our black women, and far too many of our black children as the saga continues. It doesn't look that there's going to be a stop, as Dr. King said, until we end, we the black people, end the unethical practice of police brutality, excessive use of excessive force, white nationalism, white bigotry, and all of those attributes that go along with corruption and the creed of tyranny that's been raised in America by, namely again, the white man and his unrighteous she-devil. We are here on Black Power Radio tonight, and we are live. Of course, we are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, a black revolutionary and a freedom fighter in the hails and right in the smells of North America. We have come by way of the leadership of the Chairman Emeritus, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And our great hero and our great national chairman, the first general minister of any black national group or any black national group of Panthers especially, we're speaking of none other than the Honorable General Minister and National Chairman, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. Thank you for joining us tonight. In the name of the Most High God, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful Benefactor, the Most Merciful Redeemer. All praise, all the thanks and gratitude is due to the God, the Guardian, the Evolver, the Cherisher, and the Sustainer of all of the worlds. We bear witness there's none deserving the rights of worship and none deserving the rights of any being conformed to except the Almighty God, the Most High. Welcome to Black Power Radio. We are thankful that you are on board. And again, we are Black Power Radio. You can get your friends and maybe some of your fence line, on the fence, fence-setting friends, and some of your half-ass friends. Call tonight. We're at 646-478-4447. Again, for all of those who are numerically pure at heart, go at 646-478-4447. And we're happy that you're here on Black Power Radio to ask the question, how long shall we sacrifice our black children, our black men, our black women, and sacrifice nothing for black revolution? We have the tables turned, as Bob Marley said, the slavery driver. Don't you know the tables are turning? And he wants you to catch a fire, so your cracker ass can get burning. We're live here at Black Power Radio, and we're trying to get you live. So get your friends and tune in. Call us up tonight at 646-478-4447. Again, it's 646-478-4447. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone and on your dumb phone, on your Android or your paranoid phone. I'm just telling you, whether you're on the keyboard and working with your monitor, whether you're on your laptop and don't want to stop, we got the most informative radio talk show anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles right here on the planet Earth. And if you're there, go nowhere. Get your share because what? We give you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. And we're just happy to be here tonight. I'm your host, the Shaky Man, Akbar Abdullah Kareem. Just get on board with us tonight. And we're going to have some caller-driven radio as we go to the honorable doctor and the good brother out in West Virginia. Our beloved brother John Kimmett Shabazz is lighting it up everywhere. And he's got a good record on what's going on across America, throughout the hell and throughout the smell in North America. I want to welcome to our airways our beloved brother and the revolutionary freedom fighter himself, John Kimmett Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power. Wa alaikum salam, brother.
Power.
It's always good to
hear. Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, sir.
Always fasting the month of Ramadan. Black Power.
This is Black Power to you also. Always good to hear from you. Listen, brother, I got a referral from a local brother here in this area about a brother that had been had an incident down in Nicholas County, West Virginia, and I want to give the national audience a quick update on that tonight because that incident happened in 20 of That incident happened in March of 2020. And because of the COVID, it got kicked off a little bit. But a Haitian brother, upon the referral, a Haitian brother had been driving through West Virginia from Florida on his way to work at a natural gas drilling job in Pennsylvania. And he had been pulled over by, he was driving through in early morning hours, say about maybe 1 o'clock. He had been pulled over in Nicholas County, West Virginia, by two sheriff deputies from that area. And it was snowing, and they claimed he had swerved. And once they pulled him over, they seen he had a suspended license. He didn't know it was suspended, but it was suspended from Florida. And so he said, you know, he asked them, well, you know, it's not for DUI or anything. Can I just park my car and have somebody come pick it up? And they gave him a hard time. Bottom line, it escalated to the point where they put hands on him and they took the brother to jail. And I was contacted, and the brother actually had video footage, which is one of the reasons why I moved to help him, because he had actual footage of the incident. I had to look to try to find him a lawyer because he was referred to me, and I first referred him to black attorneys within the state. The brother got back in touch with me and told me that the black attorneys didn't want to help him, which is nothing new. We've experienced that before. So I ended up finding him a local white attorney, which was against my, you know, I really didn't want to do that. But we did do that because he had to get somebody, because they charged this brother. Okay, they jumped on him, which is the usual pattern. They jumped on him and ended up charging him with suspended license. They charged him with assault and battery, obstruction of justice, and reporting and making a false report, meaning that when the cops pulled him over, he was afraid because it was late at night. He made a 911 call, okay? And because he made a 911 call, they charged him with making a false report, which is a misdemeanor. And the obstruction was a charge that he also got because he made a call. Long story short, this brother just contacted me recently, and he agreed to speak tonight. Okay, he's calling from a 407 number. But I just spoke to him before coming on the show. And it's important for us to try to get him in because as you talked about earlier and at the beginning of the show, Akbar, we got this police misconduct, this police violence, and it's actually something that we got to get on when we catch him red-handed, especially when we catch him red-handed. In his situation, they were a little arrogant, and I'm finding that when it comes to a policing situation where police misconduct is where they put hands on us, oftentimes the lawyers are asked, well, were there any physical injuries? And well, the brother got beat up out on the street and he got beat up at the police station, but we didn't have photos of physical injuries. So long story short, we had difficulty finding an attorney to be able to pursue civil litigation, and he's getting sold out by the attorney that was appointed to handle him on his criminal case, okay? He's out on bond. His family has been made aware. But because this case is in Nicholas County, which is one of the backwoods county, I think the local black people refer to it as Nicholas County, meaning that they have a very small, if any, black population in Nicholas County. So I just wanted to make it known to the national and give this brother an opportunity to speak and speak directly on the record in reference to his situation, because I think it's a situation where I'm working to build up local support for him and let it be known, because his case has been up under the barrel. It hasn't got to the media, to the public. His lawyer, I talked to his lawyer. We had to press his lawyer to do what is called a motion to dismiss the charges because of the illegalities of the arrest. Initially, after being pressed, the lawyer agreed to filing the motion to dismiss, but recently I've been advised by the gentleman that the lawyer has backed out on that. I had to tell him, make sure you get a copy of the motion to dismiss. And so bottom line, short, okay, I told him I would lay it out for him where he could come on and talk about this particular incident, but he needs help, and it's a good case to get on from what I see. okay, in terms of those people that are activists. So, Brother Akbar, you know, I'm going to give you back your show, but I had to be able to get that in, and I hope the brother's listening and he can call in and press 1 and speak about exactly what happened, because it's been over a year, and he hasn't been prosecuted. The lawyer was supposed to get the charges dismissed, and it just hasn't happened. They're stalling the brother out, taking his money. And so we're looking for support for his case. If it wasn't a police misconduct case, I would say, well, okay, he's on his own. But because it's a police misconduct case where they were arrogant about it, it's a case that could impact all of us, okay? It's just been swept under the rug systemically. And so you know, with that, I'd want to give the show back to you. You know, I wanted to be able to speak that on the record, and open the floor for that brother to call in and speak a little bit more on that situation. Okay, you have any questions for me, Brother Akbar, beloved, in reference to that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Beloved, if you get him to call back, I want you to flash it. Hit 1 or several times so I can recognize that he's back online with
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Now we
yes,
need
sir.
Some of your opinion, because your opinion is so important to this show and to this vast listening audience. We saw the three up, meaning there were three major charges in the Minnesota situation. While we awaited that verdict, I was in Minneapolis, and they executed a young man, Dante Wright, and it was a white, I hate to say she devil, but a white, they call a female, so-called female officer. A white female, we really mm-hmm. won't do that, but the white she devil will execute you and claim to have a bad hair day. Once they have a bad hair day, oh my, they'll say, well, forgive me, I didn't do nothing wrong, or if you don't want to forgive me, then I quit. This has been, I want you to study what we're saying tonight. Is there a pattern of I quit? Because right behind her came the chief of police and knew he had that rotten apple. Again, the chief in Washington, D.C., all running out in three-part harmony, I quit, I quit, I quit. Is this a pattern across America? And do we let them off the hook by screaming, I quit, with the backdrop of about 7 more executions across America since the verdict on George Floyd, Black Power?
Black Power. I quit is not accountability. I quit is, to me, is to use a word that, you know, the black community has used, it's some an on-code reference to, okay, I'm going to quit and let the system cover for me, okay? I'm going to do my part and quit and let the system cover for me. Come on, white system, and cover for me because I'm white. I mean, that's what I pick up as a, you know, as someone that is a researcher, an investigator, looking for these patterns, and that's what we have, the same pattern, the same thing happening. However, you know, you mentioned Minneapolis in the brother situation down in Nicholas County, because we didn't get any attention to it. These officers that beat him up were rather arrogant, laughed, and made fun of him in mockery, and made mock of him and so forth. And these are the kind of things for us, or for me, for us, those of us that are in a situation where sometimes we might not necessarily have support. If you get in that situation, you got to know, you got to hold it down. I remember Attorney Shabazz telling me personally that if you get in a police encounter, it's an at-war situation. Name, rank, serial number. Don't be running off at the mouth. Don't try to talk your way out of it. Name, rank, serial number. And that's not to say that the way the brother handled himself was wrong, because he got pulled over late at night at 1, 2 in the morning in the situation that we're talking about here in West Virginia. And that situation is a situation that could happen to any black person. So I want to change gears and go back to Minneapolis, right, about what happened to the brother Dante Wright. And I appreciate, I think Chairman Emeritus has been assigned to that case, and I can appreciate that. And I've been paying attention to that case, just like we've been paying attention to the George Floyd case and all these police killing cases throughout the country. You know, it's rather traumatic to have to go through these things back to back, okay? And at some point, you have to watch because you might become desensitized, where you've hurt and you've cried so many times. It's a time to cry and a time to do something else. You know, I've done my crying and hurt and pain about us getting killed, brother. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to fight back. And the way we fight back is gathering the facts and exposing these incidents. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, well, do you feel that we are sacrificing our black children in a supplication or in some form of sacrifice, or human sacrifice, to deny black revolution?
Mm.
Or is that a
wow,
close time when we go on silently and know it's time for revolution? And, someone
right,
has
right.
to be at war if you continue consistently to kill our children. And as my research
right.
Speaks clearly, to everybody in the country, they know what we're saying, that everyone, we've researched them all. We've backdropped every case. I'm going to take it back from Emmett Till all the way up to Trayvon, from Trayvon to Stephon, and now we're working from Michael Brown, okay, all the way up to George Floyd, and from George Floyd to the one of the latest sacrifices of our beloved children, Dante Wright, one done in Minneapolis, and then Makia Bryant done in Columbus, Ohio. And this is in response to the three up and three down, three counts up and guilty on all threes. And they turn around and read a few miles away in Columbus, Ohio, and execute a baby girl. Never any use or a need for a service weapon. If you are a skilled officer on these streets of America, everybody knows when you kill somebody, that is a decision to kill. Because, again, John Hinckley lived after shooting the President of the United States, after shooting the Press Secretary, and after shooting a police, some call them holies, a police officer named Tim. So you have to come clean here on Black Power Radio and have to bring the
yes,
facts
sir.
As we know them to be. Because your facts may not match our facts. And like you say, somebody lied. And so, look, we're bringing this thing strong tonight on Black Power Radio, but it's strong across America as I go into Jacksonville, Florida, and going to Tallahassee and all into Atlanta. And they executed another one in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and come right black to Virginia, and they put 10 bullets in a young man. I think it is Isaiah Brown. The police officer had previous association with him. He's trying to remove his car from the street. He may be handling some emotions, but nevertheless, everybody knows what he's trying to do. And the officer shoots him 10 times, maybe 4, 5, 6 shots in the groin, a few in the face and the jaw. Interviewed with his brother, his whole family, told me that it was unnecessary and excessive use, and really to the borderline of an excessive use of deadly force. And he has lived in critical, I don't think anything will happen to his condition, in Fredericksburg. Some call it Spotsylvania County, but we call it the executioners of Spotsylvania. And they are the judge, the jury, and executioner at this hour.
Wow.
We are thankful to the Almighty God that he lives, that Isaiah Brown is reported to live through 10 shots from a service weapon of a Spotsylvania County executioner. He knew full and well everything he was doing. So there's no question of him being cognizant of what and how this went down. But it right in front of this man's house, I took the pictures in the street of the blood-stained highway right in the front of the home of Isaiah and Brother Tasman Sims, and the family there is shocking awe at this hour. Oh, my. What can he do to prove that he is not a devil at this hour? Oh, my. Only the devil could think of such a horrendous, horrific act
Brother,
to carry out on another human being, Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir. I just wanted to share with you that in the blog talk show that we had here in this state, we interviewed a former police officer that was now a human rights commissioner, and he came clean. When I say he came clean, he was a white man, so he came clean about as much as he could come clean. But he specifically told us in that show that he didn't expect for police killings, and this show was done back in October of last year. He told us that he didn't expect for police killings to change because the police, to his knowledge, they view black people as the enemy. They're preconditioned with that. Even though they might dress it up with rhetoric every now and then, you see a cop a white cop playing basketball with black youth or something, they'll dress it up. But for the most part, it's a Nazi fascist military operation on its face. And it puts lipstick on. You ever heard the saying with the pig with lipstick on is still a pig? You know what I mean? And you can't reform the devil. You can't. And really, the police in and of itself really can't be reformed. Okay, you know. And we're looking at reformation. Just treat us fair. Just be fair with us. But on its face, what does it start out as? It starts out as a what? They chasing down slave patrols. That's the beginning of the police. And most of us by now know this, but we still stuck in much of the rhetoric that they give us about policing. There's some good cops and some bad cops. But when they come and arrest you, they got a good cop and a bad cop, and the good cop don't say nothing to the bad cop. We've seen that with the George Floyd case. All them cops standing around, and they had his knee on that man's neck. No, none of the good cops come out and say, "Hey, leave him alone, get off of him." So
as that saga continues in the interim, saying comprehensively that the slave catchers of 1700s, 1800s, the slave catchers of 1900s are the same slave catchers of 2000 and 2020, same slave catcher 2021, same slave catcher mentality, but there's an added incentive. The relationship never changed, but the added incentive is that now they have round their social media to send in $1 million plus for the bounty on the black or any black man, any black woman, and all of our black children are walking around with a reward, with a ransom on the head of our black people, that they will pay them $1 million plus. That's why you see they're so determined to take the person to death. They can see clearly, everyone in the world see, including these so-called officers, because they're not officers, most ex-officers, but they see clearly there's no threat or bodily harm to the officer, but he's determined to kill that person because if he can get that case big enough in the court, that would draw $1 million ticket from the white nationalists and all of your Giuliani-minded and Trump-minded.
Yes, but
even to keep it real, the Biden-minded. If we know that racist circle from the North, because everybody talk about the South and Bull Connor, but the modern-day Bull Connors are the Giulianis of New York, Trumps of New York, the Hal Turner, the Sean Hannity, the Rush Limbaughs of this whole network. All these guys chiming in, Michael Levine. When the people chime in with the cover-up, you got the rogue officer, the lieutenant, the captain in on the cover-up, all the way up the line.
Yes, sir.
And the police chief on the cover-up, and you go down the medical examiner, is on the cover-up. And I mean, you even go to the dog catcher, and the goddamn dog catcher in on the cover-up. And Fox News is cocking and ready to Sean Hannity. See, that other name goes to that Jersey network, Hal Turner, old Race Bannon, and old Roger the Dodger, all those crackers that Trump forgave and basically pardoned them, gave them pardon from penance. They were criminals. They were clearly modern-day criminals. a modern day bull
ring
right in our lap. No one's checking like I'm checking it, but it's Black Power. And then they put $1 million ransom on top of that. Oh, my, that's quite a incentive for another white lasting. So that guy that crushed the neck of George Floyd, 07, oh, my. He's a superhero among them, superhero behind penitentiary walls. Going down to anyone that's been prosecuted. They're superheroes in the white nationalists behind the penitentiary walls. And they got $1 million. You would go out the door saying, God damn it, I quit too. If you knew you had $1 million in escrow or $1 million ransom waiting on you, and you say, I quit, you damn it, I quit. And you find the same no good bastard practicing some law enforcement down in Kansas or in Denver or in Reno or some other spot remotely located from the place. They got busted, exposed, and now they're doing just like old Grease Man and the rest of those no good bastards. Oh, we need to expose, pull a cover off of white nationalism, all nationwide. These are our goddamn streets. We built the street. We built the white supremacy house, black slave labor, built the white supremacy house according to the footnotes of Michelle Obama. But on that strength, whose street is our street or whose land? This is our goddamn land. Oh, let's don't make no
free
mistake.
Land.
Our goddamn squatters' right. Squatters' right ran out long ago. This is our goddamn land. Lincoln, so-called president of the corporation, barred the goddamn land out of the network of Nat Turner. This is Nat Turner's land. This is Frederick Douglass' land. This is the black man's land from Harriet Tubman to Barbara Jordan, from Barbara Jordan to Shirley Chisholm. Oh, Fannie Lou Hamer, wake up black women and come in the spirit of your ancestors and let's stop this police brutality. It's an unethical practice. Black Power?
Yes, sir. Black Power. Brother Akbar, I got a text from while we were talking. I got a text from our chief of staff in WV Black Unity Coalition, a good sister, Luana Logan. She's in Minden, Louisiana, and she wants to be able to speak about where they jumped on an old man down there. Five police officers jumped on him. He had a seizure, and they jumped on him. So she wants to be able to also bring that in too. And again, she's our national chief of staff, and she's a woman. She's a good sister. Okay, so, I told her she's gonna be coming in on your line. Okay, I told her to call in the show, and she asked me to
318.
I think her. I think it is a 318. Yeah, that's her number. Yeah,
okay,
I think that is. Yeah,
318 is trying to run out of here. 318 got zapped. I don't know. Ask the call back. Okay, I'm looking at 318. Let's rock it and see if that 318 is live. Is that Louisiana? Let me give a check on 318. We're doing a line check on 318.
Yes.
Black Power 268. Are you
Black
there, Black
Power? Black Power.
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? You're live.
Wonderful.
On Black Power
Thank
Radio
you for
and welcome.
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to go very
Thank
slowly
you, sir.
And give your name, your location. And then we can basically tell your story, Black Power.
Yes, sir.
And, listen carefully, back, Black Power listening audience.
Yes, sir.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. My name is Luana Logan. I reside in Minden, Louisiana. I'm from Fairmont, West Virginia. There has been a lot of incidents in our little town of Minden, which is a population of about 12,000, predominantly black. But the blacks and the whites are separated in most cases. There has been an incident here recently that there was a black man who was getting his little grandson off of the school bus, and he had a seizure. The neighbors called the ambulance. The ambulance was coming, but the police beat him to the scene. And once they got to the scene, they saw the man laying on the ground. They started to approach him, and he got up, and he started walking towards his house. And he went into a carport, and so it was like a three-foot area. So the officer that arrived said, oh, he was trying to talk to him, but he didn't respond. So he said he didn't want to go under the carport because he was afraid that it wasn't enough room, and he would have been in danger. So another officer arrives. They take Mr. Bailey out of the carport, and they said to sit him on the side so that they could have words with him. But when the second officer arrived, they said, oh, he didn't respond. The next thing I see is a video being shot where they had five officers on top of Mr. Bailey, who was laying on his belly. His hands were behind his back. Yes, he was fighting at first before they got him down to the ground, because if you just had a seizure, you're not in your right mind. You're not able to speak in a lot of cases. But they didn't care. They just did whatever they did. That man thought that they were coming to assist him. His little grandson had to sit there, stand there, and watch his grandfather being handled like that. So on the video, it showed that Mr. Bailey was laying on his belly. His hands were behind his back. His feet were up in the air. They actually had five officers on him. One of the officers on the left, on the right-hand side of him, started to punch him in his ribs. Okay, the next officer, which was a big fat white cop, he stands up and he starts kicking Mr. Bailey on his left side. So all that's caught on video. And when the fat officer realized that he was being videoed, he looked up at the camera and he tapped the shoulders of his fellow officers, and they all turned. They all got off of Mr. Bailey and turned around and looked at the camera. Now, when all this stuff went down, I was so infuriated because I said, you know, I said, it's a shame that this young black boy had to stand there and watch his grandfather being beaten by these officers. That little boy said in his interview, he said, I thought they were coming to help my granddad. I didn't know they were coming to hurt him. You know, that is just such a traumatic event for him. And it's going to be. It's not like he's going to forget that. Okay, Mr. Bailey ended up being arrested. But first they took him to the hospital, the local hospital here in Minden. His injuries were so severe that they had to transport him to another hospital. After he got out of the hospital, with broken ribs and bruised face and bruises on his body, they actually handcuffed him, put him in a wheelchair, and wheeled him out to the jail. They set his bond at $300,000, and his charges were a small possession of marijuana and resisting arrest. So for a $300,000 bond on a man who had a seizure, who ended up being beaten, the police chief, Steve Cropper, I think that's his name, he came and when it hit the media, he came and tried to sugarcoat it and say, when you saw the officer punching Mr. Bailey on the side, he was doing soft tissue blows to try to subdue him. When you saw the officer stand up and kick Mr. Bailey, that's the heel toe maneuver. Okay, so I researched the heel toe maneuver. There was nothing that I could find that said anything about a heel-toe maneuver. When I looked at the video again today, it still pissed me off, okay, because it wasn't a heel-toe maneuver. It was a straight-up kick. He kept kicking that man. Okay, so they have now lawyered up the family. They lawyered up, and they had a press conference, and they said that they were going to hold the police department accountable for their actions. And I know from experience, and I know from all the things that's going on across America, that these cops are not going to be charged. The cop that was kicking Mr. Bailey actually is on administrative leave right now with pay. So he's still getting paid and don't have to do nothing. Okay, so, but I know this is going to turn out just like it always does, where Mr. Bailey is going to be charged. He's going to be sent to jail or prison for some bull crap, and this officer is going to walk free. These officers are going to walk free. That's just like I feel like in the Chauvin case, when Representative Maxine Waters said, you know, it's time for us to go to the street, take it to the street, and become confrontational, and the judge in the case turned around and told the defense attorney, now you have a reason to appeal. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damned if we do, damned if we don't. But they didn't do nothing about that old orange man named Trump when he was out there inciting a riot on the Capitol. They didn't do anything about anybody else. So it's like, you know, we are in a war, been in a war for a mighty long time. You know, it's a shame that we can't even, that, like you were talking about, the price tag of our, the price tag that's on our head, our skin is our arrest warrant. Our skin is our murder warrant, you know, because these officers, these cops and the white folks, you know, they just really think that now, since Trump, you know, had been in office, all the white supremacists really are showing out, right? Even the white women. The white women are getting to the point where they think that they could say and do whatever the hell they want to do, too. But not to me.
Ma'am.
They're not going to do that to me.
Black power.
They're not going to do that
power.
To me.
Yes, sir.
So,
the fact that you are presenting, they want you there. They used to talk about this for a white man that was born dead or alive, but they want you dead, and this dead
yes.
man tell no lies. And this is what they're observing because they know there's a $1 million ransom somewhere to make. They can make just enough stink. There's a chance they'll slide off the hook with well over $1 million. So that's every single mm-hmm. black. That's why they're so determined to kill you. Doesn't you see what I'm saying? They're not just saying we're trying to subdue a person or bring them to justice or that kind of detain you or get your attention. Or counsel you or sidebar with you, they're trying to kill you in every instance that's been made public. They're trying to kill you. Matter of fact, they set you the only three moves of the white man and his vicious white woman at this hour, from what I've seen, is to set you up, take what you have, and then kill you. Now, somebody can come on the line and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But certainly, sister, your points are well taken. They have orchestrated, but what I want you to know, vast listening audience, vast participating audience, this is typical justice in Louisiana. I have an extensive history with Louisiana. I've worked every single parish in the state of Louisiana, from Calcasieu mm-hmm. Parish, Lake Charles, on into Orleans yeah. Parish, in Baton Rouge Parish, and east and west and north Baton Rouge, and all of those Jefferson Parish. Beauregard Parish, all from Shreveport to Monroe, from Monroe back to New Orleans city limits. It's been the same form of injustice in the whole from Slidell, Louisiana. Oh, come on. We know some about this thing.
Yeah.
Black Power Radio.
Black
and Louisiana has never practiced justice in regards to black people. They've never even thought about any liberation or any form of an inalienable right or some douse shall not kill. They have only thought about one thing, and that is to kill you, to beat and kill the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. They want to beat
mm-hmm.
you.
Absolutely.
And this is all that they want to do. Black power.
Black power. Sister LaJuana, I do have a question for you. How old was this brother that got beat up, and is he still incarcerated?
Yes, he's still incarcerated, and he's about 54, maybe 53. He's not that old, but he is somebody's granddaddy. And they have dealt with him before. It's not like they have never dealt with him having a seizure. So they know that he has a history of them. So when the 911 call was made, the call was made saying that this man, they believe that this man is having a seizure. So why would you come and try to harass this man? You're supposed to come to his aid. What about protect and serve? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
to
you
me, it, all this
you
shit reminds me of, all this stuff reminds me of the movie Surviving the Game, you know, where they take the white people, take Ice-T out in the woods, and they hunt him down. They try to make him believe, but they use a black man first to try to get him in there. Once they get him in there and invite him to the cabin, you know, they say, oh, it's hunting time. Next thing you know, he's the hunted. So he's out there running around trying to survive. So that's exactly what I feel like this is going on in black America right now. You know, it's surviving the game. So we got to be smarter. We got to be smarter about this.
This is typical
real talk.
Of it. Louisiana love. You and Louisiana law enforcement, and you know what you have done to black people. That's why they keep saying they're standing their ground and they fear for their life because they've done so much dirt to black people over a long span, over history of doing dirt to black people. If they see any black person, they fear for their life because they have done so much dirt, so many in a mixed multitude of dastardly deeds that they are afraid for
That's
their
right.
life, that they know the punishment should be death for what they have done, what they perpetrated
right.
against us, and what they continue to do against us.
Okay.
Right.
Don't kick that
and we need to hold yeah. we need to hold the black police officers accountable as well, because there was one black police officer that was on top of Mr. Bailey. Not only just in Minden, I'm talking about across America. You know, we have to hold them accountable. They need to decide on which side they're on. I know that they have a job to do. I understand that. But I'm saying that when you stand there and you allow a white cop to kill a brother or a sister or a child, you're no better than they are, because you're not going to go and try to stop the person from doing it. You're going to just stand there in silence and think that you're not going to be held accountable. Okay, and 9 times out of 10, you're not. But if you kill somebody, then white cops are going to turn on you, and your ass is going to the penitentiary. That's what's going to happen.
Well, bottom line,
a cop just got sentenced recently.
The knee of Chauvin is still on the neck of George Floyd as we speak. That's only a form of symbolism, because you know that nothing changed from the George Floyd. And what's the name of the victim in Louisiana?
Oh, Mr. Bailey, Robbie Bailey.
From George Floyd to Robbie Bailey, there's not a single syllable that can be ushered forward or accentuated to say that anything has changed in America. To reform devil, it says not nowadays. Can you reform the devil? Hell no. He is the devil yesterday. He is the devil today, and he will forever be the devil tomorrow. Just that people buy in. He's selling you a ticket that he's reformed. And he's selling you a package of reform. But you be the fool, brother and sister, and you go ahead and buy that. But we're not buying that over here at Black Power.
Go ahead on.
We know the difference.
Black Power.
We count the body bags. We go to the crime scene. We see the criminal neglect firsthand in every case. So let's go ahead and give us some shout out, brother Shabazz, and we love you, beloved sister, for taking from your busy schedule. You could have called Russ Limbaugh from the grave, but you called here, and we're thankful that you were on Black Power Radio today. Black Power? Oh, my God.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Say boom, jack-a-lack-a, crack-a-lack-a. Boom,
jack-a-lack-a-lack-a.
Oh, my man.
Brother Akbar, I need to ask Luana, Sister Luana, one more question about who Mr. Bailey's attorney is.
It's a black
attorney.
I don't know his name. I don't know his name, but I'll get that for you.
Yeah, we'll find that out. I just want to know who
the attorney is. We got your numbers here, and we hope that you'll continue. Fight for justice. Fight for them, sister. Keep investigating.
Absolutely.
Organize your people based on the Black Panthers. Don't organize on something weak. They keep shoving the microphone in the face of a fool. Every time something happens in the black community, they find some fool from somewhere who's foolish enough to have one fool with the microphone mic in the hands of another fool, and they tell you what justice is. Well, you better start Panther down, brother and sister. I'm here to tell you, Panther up, Panther down, and Panther goddamn it around. I'm here to tell you that's
right.
The only formula that's worth salvation today. Oh, my, my. Someone good to get a kick
yes,
in the boom, jack-a-lack a crack on that one. Oh, my. So we
yes,
thank
sir.
You both for joining
right.
us. And we've got so many back up online, but we're going to try to pass that mic, and we love you so much. We'll stay in touch. Be back all black tomorrow at 8, and Monday we have Sundays at 8, Mondays at 8. Don't you dare miss an episode of Black Power Radio, because we're live. There's no job. We're straight from the hip, from the mothership to your lip. We're giving it up here at Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to your radio for. And then we have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, anywhere, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android or paranoid phone. We know that we got the information right here at Black Power Radio. Thank you for calling us tonight. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power.
Black Power. And as we move this thing, we're trying to move it as quickly as we possibly can, as this thing is hot tonight. It's lit up from the flow up. I'm going to go right on down there to North Carolina, brother Shabazz. Stay with me, co-host for a minute, John Shabazz.
I'm with you.
Got big love.
I'm with you, 704
and 912. You're actually live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Black Power, man. Chief of Staff, Brother Preston, man. What's up? Black Power, Brother Outlaw. Black Power to all the real. Let me rephrase that. To all the real. I ain't talking about none of them toy soldier-ass revolutionaries. I ain't talking about none of these weak revolutionaries that scared and run to the white man. To all the real black revolutionaries that's for the people, for our people. Not against our people, but for our people. Not running to the white man to put the white man on our people. For our people standing on 10 toes. Black power. Black power. Black power. And hold that line down. Because there's a lot of opposition coming at us at each and every way. And it's amongst our own. It's in our house right now. It's been in our house. So we have to understand. We have to get around those problems. My. I love this black revolution. I love my black nation. I love my black people. But it's a lot of people that ain't with the revolution. It's a lot of people out here that's not black. It's a lot of people that's against us, don't want to see us succeed, want to see us fall and falter and be against and run to these crackers each and every chance because they shit is not right, you know? And that's why we at today, why these police is out here killing us. Black men. Hell, my life is in danger right now. I'm going through a situation that I shouldn't be going through right now. And now I'm gonna have to put myself in harm's way for some things for being black, but I'm damn sure gonna hold that goddamn line. I bet you believe that. Black power, black power. You know, I'm glad to say I get that out there because it's not a lot of real revolutionary that's on this call tonight. There's not a lot of real people that's with the movement. There's a lot of people that's eavesdropping, trying to gain knowledge to see when they can stop the movement. They're not with the movement. They're against the movement. And those are the ones we have to eliminate and get by. We have to. Once we get that, then everything else can come into place. That's me. I'm going to hold this goddamn line to the motherfucking casket drop. Excuse my length.
Go ahead.
But that's all I can say.
That's right.
Black power, black power. With a strong black nation. To black that goddamn call.
Black power. And a strong black military going black that goddamn call right here at Black Power Radio. Thank you, Brother Preston, rolling with us at Black Power Radio. We run down to Sheba down in Tidewater area. We're running up some 757 at 364. You can talk black to us tonight on the long time sacrifice of our black children and sacrifice nothing for black revolution. Can we let them off the hook at this hour with Queen Sheba Norfolk? Come on and black power us down tonight.
Black power. Black power.
Black power,
my brother. Waleka Salam and black power. All I want to say is about, we know who, though I call them clowns, because they are clowns in suit in the police cars. They are clowns in suit in those deputy cars, and they are clowns in suit in those state trooper cars. We know who those people is. We know who the judge is. We know who the DA is. So we know that they are them hate groups, the KKKs, and they are the people that don't like our color. They are scared of us. You notice that they don't bother the great big old built people. They always bother the ones who they know that they can just knock them around and fight them and beat them. But
that's
what
right.
We all need to do is time for our people to get into martial arts, karate, and judo. So when the police come, you give them some of that, and I bet you they'll back down.
Black power.
Learn how to take their weapons from them, knives or whatever they got. Learn how to take it from them.
Well, I bear witness to you, Queen Sheba, on that strength. We have to stand on the strong side of the equation at this hour. I've gone to many of demonstrations, many of time of confrontation with Bill Belly sheriffs, toe-to-toe, had to go Bill Belly with these crackers. And I'm telling you now, right in the city of Washington, D.C., they start spraying black people with the mace, the taste, and the ace, and shooting them with the rubber bullet. And I looked at the cracker in his face. I said, cracker, you can spray me with that today. Oh, my. I said, I'm hoping you pray and spray and hit me because I know where you live, cracker. and I'll track you down. I'm a professional investigator. I will track your no good cracker ass down, and I will kill you, cracker. I'm just telling you straight up, with no chaser, with no reservation. Hey, what are you doing? He said, cracker, police asked me, what are you doing? You're threatening me? I said, hell no, cracker. I'm promising you, you can hit me with that shit. I'm going to kill your cracker ass. You go ahead and take your chances and spray me, cracker. But I'm not backing off of this, because they have killed too many of us. I only die when a loss of time Tyler calls me to die. You only get to die once. You can live for a hell of a long time, but you only get to die once. And I said, my death certificate is not in your hands, cracker. I don't give a damn about you when you're out here doing wrong to black people, spraying the mom and the daddy of a victim and doing other things you're big enough to do to black people. There's someone, I got too much neck turning meat to turn around from this cracker, to bow down and back up and back down and back off of this cracker. I was born to give him a nightmare to every cracker that's ever been born, every white supremacist, every white nationalist. You know, they fear that from Newt Gingrich to the goddamn outhouse. They know the name Shaky Man Akbar. That's what they shake when they hear the name Shaky Man Akbar's on your case. Shaky Man Akbar, I tracked down a no good cracker by the name of Newt Gingrich. He wasn't worth the paper to write the word speaker to us. He was an unethical practice, unethical conduct, hiding money from the IRS and still hiding somewhere, ducking and hiding and sliding. Wife dying in front of his face. He hiding under every pillar he can find, hiding behind every tree. I say, oh, you're no good cracker. I'll make the goddamn tree cry out. There ain't no hiding place back in 2 years. Make the rock turn over and cry out. Oh, no, boy Newt. Oh, Georgia boy Newt, you can't hide under here. They expose that cracker. I'm the only black man to call for congressional hearing and get a congressional hearing. Call for investigation full-blown and bring him to some form of justice, say, look, this cracker was guilty of unethical practice. He's been exposed as a cracker. Now, when we brought that cracker up, they had fired this cracker. They had frozen all of the assets. Oh, lefty. Oh, wooden tooth lefty. Robert Doe, check the record, paid the ransom for a cracker named Newt Gingrich. He ran your home with some Mr. Speaker. He can't even speak to his own shoelaces. He's tongue-tied when he talks to a real man. They've never challenged any righteous man. And you got to swell that thing up, brother and sister, and understand. He's never, guys like Trump, Giuliani, have never had any form of debate. Sean Hannity, any of them goddamn crackers, never had a decent talk with a righteous man, because a righteous man will smoke their behind. It will send them, it's like Bob Marley says, catch a fire, your cracker ass can get burning. The slavery driver, the tables are turning. We're coming back to take our land back. And take our justice in our hands, manage our freedom, justice, and equality for ourselves. We're going to abandon this cracker and leave him hanging at this hour. For Black Power, sister beloved Queen Sheba, straight out of Norfolk, Virginia.
Black Power, so much. Black Power, by any means.
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, sister right. Sheba.
That's right. By hot we say,
yeah,
what do we
Black
want?
Power.
Justice. And when do we want it? Now. And tell me, how are we going to take it? By any means
necessary.
So what do we want? Justice, right? And when do we want it? Now.
Right now. Yeah, I mean,
how are we going to take it?
By any means necessary.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you, Queen Sheba Norfolk.
Black
She's
power.
Rolling with us at Black Power Radio. I just give this typical chat. It's 2-4-6-8. This is how we go, John Kimmich. About 2-4-6-8. Now, who in the fuck do we really hate? Democrats, Republicans, the goddamn independents, the DA, the judge, the holies, the executioner, the pigs, and the whole goddamn bunch. Black Power, as we hit us at 407, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power, talk black to us. At 407-813, you're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black here. And this is why we've come here tonight, to talk black. We're on the issue of how long shall we sacrifice our black children and then sacrifice nothing for black revolution. Come on, and talk black. At 407, you're live. I don't know, they push one. Can we get 407 going?
Which one?
407.
That's my Haitian brother. Yeah, that's him. That's my Haitian brother.
Come on, Haitian brother, talk black because he doesn't realize it's his phone. Can you get
yeah,
back
yeah,
to
yeah,
us,
yeah.
Brother?
There he
hello?
Is.
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir.
Everybody hear me? All right. Yeah, my name is Kirby. Kirby Kinjinjek. I'm from Haiti. I'm Haitian. I was from Florida. Now I'm living in Pennsylvania. I had an incident happen in West Virginia, Nicholas County, West Virginia. It was last year in February 25th, 2020. Brother Shamal John, you know about my case already. You know, we're trying to get justice
yeah.
for this, but, you know. So.
Oh, what was that? Brother Akbar, this is the brother I was telling you about from Haiti, from Florida, that was coming through here on his way to work, natural gas drilling that got pulled over in Nicholas County. And I just want to – we had to get a white lawyer for him, and he's going to detail the specifics about what happened when he was out there with the police officers. Go ahead, Brother Kirby. Excuse me.
All right, you're good. I was driving from Florida to to Pennsylvania. I ended up getting pulled over in Nicholas County, West Virginia. And then the officer pulled me over because racial profiling. The officer come to my, you know, before he pulled me over, I was sitting there. The officer was driving behind me for like good 5 minutes before he pulled me over. So when the officer pulled me over, so I stopped my car. I pull up in the sideway, and then officer asked me, you know, he said, oh, I was speeding, and then where I was going. I tell him, I'm not speeding. It was snowing. It was at night, almost like 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, I was traveling almost like for 18 hours driving. It was a long drive. So I was not speeding. And so the officer pulled me over. See, I was speeding, and he asked me for my insurance, my driver license, everything. I did give it to him. I gave him all my information he needs. And then later on, the officer come to my driver's side, say, you know, you were speeding, and also your driver license was suspended. I'm like, I didn't know about that. He's like, yeah, your driver license. Florida say your driver license is suspended. And then I tell him I didn't know, but he said, all right, just stay tight. I'll be back. So he went back to his car again, and then he went like for like a good 20 minutes to come back and say, hey, you know what, since your driver license is suspended, and then I also smell weed coming out of your car, like marijuana smell. I'm like, officer, I think you're mistaken. I never smoke marijuana on my car. I never smoke in my life. None of my family ever smoke or drink nothing. He said, no, I can smell it. You need to step out the vehicle or you're going to jail, just like that. So I start recording. I get my phone. I don't talk back, nothing. I just recording. I say, officer, I'm going to be recording. Is that okay? He said, yeah. So I step out my vehicle. Officer keeps searching my car, searching, doing everything. He can't find no weed, nothing, into my car. And he said, like, oh, he keep mentioning weed or why I can smell it inside your car, why you have to give it to me. I'm like, I don't got anything on my car. I never smoked in my life. And he keep mentioning weed. And the other officer, I have another officer, like a partner. I asked the partner, do you smell anything coming up? The other officer said, no, you can't smell nothing. But somehow, the officer, I think his name was Billy Jack, I think. It's a white dude, both of them. And then officer keeps searching my car. Because I don't give it to him, where's the weed at, the marijuana. He said, you know what, I'm going to tow in your vehicle since your driver license is suspended and you don't want to give me the weed you had in your car. You don't want to tell me where is it at. I'm going to tow in your vehicle. I'm like, how are you going to tow in my vehicle for what? He's like, I have the right to do this. And then he called, I think the officer make a call. He called a towing truck. I'm like, officer, you can't be doing that. I got friends living in West Virginia. They can come down and drive my car. And then my car was a nice car. John knows my car. It's a nice Challenger. I was driving a nice Challenger, you know, good car. I'm not gonna leave my car like this. What? Yeah, I'm like, why are you guys towing my car for what? He's like, oh, I have the right to tow it. I'm like, why can't my friend or my brother to come down in West Virginia, drive my car for me? They have a driver license, a valid driver license. He's like, oh, I don't have time for this. And then the towing truck already here, so we're gonna tow the vehicle. So I get pissed off. I'm like, you can't do this. So I called 911. I was scared. I don't know what's going on. It was night, and it was snowing. It was freezing. I ain't got no jacket. I got a shirt on. You know, I'm coming from Florida. I didn't know it was going to be snowing, nothing. He put me outside, say he's going to tow my car. So I called my brother. He was on his way to go come pick up my car, but the officer said, hey, no, I'm not going to wait for your brother. I'm going to pick up towing your vehicle. So I called 911. I said, I'm going to call 911. I don't know what's going on. This is not the law or anything. Why can't you guys wait for any of my family or my friend to come pick up my car? So I called 911, make a phone, say, I have two officers try to tow my vehicle. And then before I called the 911, the officer asked me, say, if you make this phone call, you're going to jail. I thought he was kidding. He said, if you make this phone call, you're going to jail. I didn't listen to him. I make a phone call because I feel my life was threatened. Care, I don't know what's going on. They're trying to get my car away from me in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia. So I make the phone call, and then the officer, you know what, you're going to jail. And then he said, like, we're trying to buy your back. As soon as he said that, both of them start hitting me for that. He's like, stop resisting. I'm like, I'm not resisting. Good thing I did make the phone call. Brother John listened to the voice call, the 911 call. You can hear me say, I'm not resisting. My hand is why you keep saying I'm resisting. And then they keep punching me. One of the officers put his leg on my neck, just like the kill George Floyd, just like that.
Now, once you got stopped, brother, in West Virginia, where did the incident happen? At your car, in your car, in the station, on the street, on the road? Where exactly was
he? He was in the highway.
Attacking you. Where were you?
Yeah, he was in the highway in Nicholas County, West Virginia.
Is it Nicholas County? Which county?
Yes. Nicholas County.
Yeah. Are you saying Nicholas 1 or Nicholas 2? Nicholson. Nicholson or Nicholas?
It's Nicholas, brother Akbar. And initially,
County.
He got attacked. He got attacked by the police at the stop out on the highway, okay? But when the tow truck came, he made a 911 call, and that inflamed the police even more. And I had to tell him, black people do that. When they get pulled over you late at night, we call 911 because there's a record of what's happening. Is that right? He ends up they charged this brother with making a false report because he called 911. And obstruction. Okay.
Well, it shows that the white man is not a devil, but the devil. And you have to know how to manage against them. You have to sharpen up your skills, beloved, and you have to use maximum resistance with your utmost strenuousness and show him with self-determination, Cracker, I will take you to your grave. Somehow I will not let you off the hook. You got to let him know that you did not fear him. Come in the spirit of Nat Turner, in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And then you say, I will somehow come and take your life, Cracker, if you do any form of injustice towards me. You got to get that Cracker on his best behavior until you can get out of any form of detention. Ask him, are you being held? Am I being detained? And I'm being indefinitely detained. Is there a reason? Is there a show cause for why you have detained me? Is there a legal record that you could put in a court of law that swear that there has some reason to arrest me, to detain me, or to take me from my family? And you have to stay on that cracker until justice is served, brother. Fight him until the tyranny and oppression. You have to rid yourself and rid the land, brother. Free the land. That's what we're talking about. Free the goddamn land of all forms of corruption, of the tyrannical, no-good bastard, namely the white man. He's being exposed everywhere. People on the side of the world gave Martin Luther King a Nobel Peace Prize. He was just trying to get the cracker's knee off the floor off of the neck of George Floyd in the 60s. He was trying to free us from the plantation slavery in the 60s, but we can't see the vision of Dr. King. You can't see the connection between George Floyd and Dr. King. Both of them were victims of police brutality. Oh, you got to wake up today, brother. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power. Yeah, and you know, the situation was keep happening. The officer was still beating me up. I was screaming on the floor. I'm like, why are you guys doing this? Why are you guys doing that? And then somehow the towing truck take my car, and they don't even wait for my brother to come drive my car. So after I went to the police station, after I got beat up in the highway, and the cold flow, everything, they went to the police station, and of course I was talking, I'm like, why are you guys doing this? I hope you guys was recording everything. Those officers, some of them don't even have a badge number on them. I was scared, you know. That's why, that's one of the reasons I was called 911. Because the other officer don't want to tell me his name. I got the video. I asked the officer, why
the reason the white man is doing that to you, brother, because he is bent on killing you. He wants to set you up. He wants to beat and kill you, and this is all that he wants to do. That's all that the white man have on his mind, is to beat and kill you, to set you up and take what you have and kill you. He's got three steps, and those are the three steps of the white man. I've never seen him do anything else. People study the objective studies and the conclusive studies and the doctrine on the studies and the addendum on the studies and the unalienable right, all this. Cracker ain't never been right. Thou shalt not kill.
Yes,
what
sir.
Cracker has ever talked about thou shalt not kill with any authority, with anything upholding the rights of all citizens? They've never practiced that. There's never been a constitutional right or a right constitution in America. Never been set to record. They faked it there. It's a cliche in the 1700s. It's a cliche in the 1800s. Cliche in the 1900s, and it's goddamn sure cliche in 2020 or 2021. It doesn't matter, brother and sister. The white man is a devil today, yesterday, and tomorrow. We must understand what we're dealing with. Then you know how to manage. Once you know that you're managed, you have to learn how to track. You got to track this goddamn track, T-R-A-C-K. You got to track him. Then you got to learn how to trap, T-R-A-P. You got to learn how to trap this. You got to trap the devil. Then you got to learn how to lock him. You see, you can't trap the devil. The devil will get loose on your ass. So you have to lock him. And then you got to give an ultimatum of Dr. King. If you don't, then I will. And if you don't, I'll do this. And if you don't, and you give him the ultimatum, if he bucks on your ass, you have to destroy the devil. You cannot let him off the hook.
That's right.
He's a stupid.
Brother Akbar,
if you let him off the hook. Like
Brother Akbar. Black power, to be clear, you saying the first step is them trying to set you up so they can rationalize their behavior. Okay, so they try to set you up so they can rationalize killing you.
Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do.
Take notes, brother, from ages. Take notes on what John Kimmich is about. We've dealt with it in West Virginia, Louisiana, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, just name it, from New York to the Netherlands, brother, from Hawaii, black, from L.A. all the way to the Bay, from the Bay back to Chicago, Chicago to Mississippi, same goddamn cracker, from Miami all the way up to Boston. I'm just here to tell you, he has not stopped that practice anywhere I've seen him in the road. So anywhere in the hills and the bells of North America, beware of the devil himself. Namely, the white man and his mentality, because many brothers are duped into his mentality. So don't make the mistake that it's off the hook because you see a brother, he's cold blue and cold blue on that brother. That brother setting you up just like the white man trying to kill you, get you to say something off the record, get you to say something he can entrap you on, and set you up. And then
there was laughing about it too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, West beat me up and laughing about it.
That's what they always do. They laughed about George Floyd. They laughed about the murder. Once they attempted murder on this brother, they were laughing about it. That's why I said, It's a game. It's sport. The killing is a game, whether it's rabbit hunt, squirrel hunt, deer hunt, coon hunt, his favorite hunt. He's symbolically hunting black people. George Zimmerman, I said, well, why did you back up when they told you that you had backup and that you had to stand down because now the police are kicking over? He said he couldn't have done it. If he had done it, then the goddamn coon would have got away. And he bust all that. This is how they do. Oh, my, my, my. That the coon will get off the hook, the coon will get away. The hunting is a game. It's called game hunt. And when he finishes hunting,
right,
he sees Jesus. He said, I'm going to Africa now. The safari hunt. I'm going big game hunting now. Hunting is just a game and a joke for this cracker. And hunting black people is always the same. He's never gotten off the case, Black Power.
Black Power. Go ahead on.
Okay.
That truth.
Yeah. Any historian, any philosopher, any of them come on this airway and prove that the white man ever backed up on killing black people. And you can show me a white man that is a liar and the truth is not in him. My, 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 my.
Well,
here we go.
Black Power. Now, Brother Akbar.
Go ahead.
I was getting ready to tell you where we're at with this brother is I told you I was forced to go, and we were forced to go and get him a white local attorney, right? And this white local attorney is giving the brother up. There were irregularities in the arrest that I'm aware of, right? Okay? And if there are these irregularities in the arrest, a motion to dismiss these charges, particularly that obstruction and that charge for a false report, because he called 911 and let somebody know that he was pulled over at 1:30 in the morning. That's insane to be charged like that. So I think it's not a situation where he should be charged with making a false report. It's a situation where they should be charged for charging him for making a false report. I never heard anything about anybody being charged for calling 911. I just never heard, and I got into it with Brother Kirby's lawyer in reference
it's
to that.
It's typical Texas, because Louisiana, Mississippi happens all day, every day. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Indiana, oh my, same pattern, very same pattern, all throughout, over Minneapolis, same pattern, Minneapolis. It was clearly done in Ferguson. The white prosecutor, he had a whole history of prosecuting. This cracker was tied to slave ship builders, and his family was in there tied up with that. And he was the prosecutor, and he set the table for whatever he wanted, whatever verdict he wanted to bring out, the judge would back his call in Ferguson, Missouri, right there in St. Louis, the whole damn bunch. I bear witness and investigated the case myself. I'll go in detail next time. We'll be Black Monday night. Get on there early and get your whole story off, beloved. We want the vast listening audience on Sunday and Monday to know about your case.
All right. Keep us posted.
At 646, call your friends. Call your borderline, your fence-setting enemies, and tell them we're here at 646-478-4447. Again, for the numerically pure at heart, at 646-478-4447. There's so many of you out there waiting to get this line as hot tonight. We're going to bring it on up. We're going to drive it like it's hot. We got some 747s out there. I see my main man, Freddie Spread, is out there. Many of them are out there. We got to reach out to as many as we possibly can before closing the show tonight. And we're just going to light it up right there. I just stopped at 369. I took a random call. I see a 757. I see the rest of y'all. I see Fred. I see you there, 202-291. I see all of y'all out there. Let's try the 269. At the 269, at the 589, the monkey chewed the back on the streetcar line. When the line broke, the monkey got choked, and they sent them all straight to hell. But wake up here, Black Power Radio, at 269-589. You're live. You're live right here on
Black Power, my brother. Black Power.
Black Power.
I want to apologize. I've been sick for over a month. I'm finally coming back to strength. I didn't know if Mama Da had told you or Queen Kashiba had told you, but I've been so sick from that tornado that occurred in Alabama, and that germ flew all the way up here to Michigan, and I got bronchial infection. and I was down. I had fevers. I didn't know if I was going to live or die, but I didn't want you to – I wanted you to know that I'm not out of the struggle. I was in a struggle.
Right.
But God, our Father, our ancestors.
This is brother right here out of Battle Creek, Michigan. You see what I'm saying? We want all them brothers there to know who is on that line. This is a long-time revolutionary fighter and a brother who don't give a damn about no cracker name, Uncle Sam. And give them your full name so they know exactly who this is.
My name is Dennis Knowles. My African name is Sayero. And we go all the way
Freedom
back
fight
to the Free Breakfast Program. Yes, Free Breakfast Program in 1969 under the guidance of Chairman Fred Hampton out of Chicago, Illinois. I want to let everybody know that I heard my brother and I heard the voices. There are 26,000 attorneys in the United States of America. There are only 400 black attorneys in the United States of America. This is why we're under siege. One of the main things that we're under siege about, that's why we don't get good representation. Most of the time, our brothers that are new colonizers, they sell us out and serve us up as well because they all hooked up in the system. Our problem is that we don't know how to break away from a system. And this system is killing us. I listened tonight at the deaths that are occurring, even beyond the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, killer cop, cracker cop, murder trial. And it's so incensing to me that we're seeing pervasive murders that will heighten this year. We have to provide for ourselves our safety and security. I've been with Mama Dob on the case of Micaiah Bryant. Micaiah Bryant, who's autistic. She was an autistic young sister, man. Now, I cry every time I think about Micaiah Bryant because this did not have to happen. Whereas the mother of, she's a foster mother, had called the two daughters that she had formerly foster cared for to come and put Micaiah Bryant in check. These are things we don't know about. So as it ensued, they followed her to the house. And all of us on the block, I'm going to speak about us. We on the block, seeing that this thing was enraging and getting out of hand, did not intervene. There comes a point in time, my brothers and sisters, we've got to secure ourselves. No cracker will do for us, as you well have heard, the Haitian brother. The cracker just ripped him off of his car. Then I heard the sister down in Louisiana about the brother who was having epileptic seizures. We've got to be on the scene. No cracker will come in. CPS is broken. The police department works for the crackers. It is not a broken system. It is the system that they have been thrust upon us in slavery. We are the colonizers. We have to realize that we have to now intervene for ourselves. I don't care how much you don't like me on the block. If something dangerous is going on, look in and check in on me. Be my neighbor. If something as dangerous is going on and you see it's going to escalate to something that's going to involve these crackers, intervene. Stop standing by. Stop sitting back like some knot on a log and allowing us to get killed because we're killing ourselves and then we want to blame a cracker when we could have intervened. We have to take and put ourselves in check, you all. We are in danger. No cracker will do for us what we need to do for ourselves. There is no form of medicine. There is no CPS. There is no cracker cops. There is no justice system because there is no justice for us. Right now, genocide is on the rise from here to Chad. They just killed the president over in Chad, West Africa, for a coup. And Biden is no different than a goddamn poop. So if we want to think that there's some kumbaya and I get up and I become a politician, it's going to be a change. We're goddamn fools, and we need to stop that. We need to break away totally. We need to defend ourselves, but we need to also, in accordance, begin to love one another. That's what we lack in. We lack in, brother, it hurt me every time I think about that baby girl. Man, look at her eyes, Micaiah Bryant. I cry because that baby girl deserved to live. She didn't need four taps in the back by some young cracker-ass racist cop. She didn't need four taps on her back. She didn't need to, so, yeah, of course, if you approach me in a negative way and you are pouncing and bullying me, I'm going to defend myself. That's all she did. That girl was innocent, man. That was a baby. That could have been my granddaughter. Could have been your granddaughter. Could have been your daughter. Could have been your cousin, your niece, your neighbor. You got to look at your neighbor like that, black people. You got to stop looking at us. We got to stop looking at each other with hatred and self-hatred because I don't have nothing that you think you've got and you think you better than me. Ain't none of us no better. We all in the same goddamn boat. We all slated to death. America means death. That's what America is. It's a death camp for black people. And we need to stop. We need to halt. We need to take care and secure our communities. I can't say it any different than that. Right now, Mamada in Columbus, Ohio, is going out knocking on doors. We want to draft up, and I think on a national level, that the new Black Panther Party needs to draft letters that we give out to each and every black person in the community that we begin to observe what goes on in our neighborhood. Don't be afraid of the goddamn cracker. Watch that motherfucker. Excuse my language. Watch that bitch. Watch that beast. He is nothing but a beast. Has no heart in his, no soul in his heart. He doesn't look at you and me as a human being. Anybody, Tim Scott up in the Senate or any Negro up in the Senate that wants to believe that we'll sit and work across some damn aisle, there ain't no damn aisle. We're in a flood. We're in a flood of death right now. You cannot count on government to do for us what we need to do for ourselves. I'm going to shorten it up because I know that I can go on. I know me. But the fact of the matter is that that's proof that I'm getting healthy. That's proof that I'm getting. I thank God for getting healthy again because God's got a purpose for us all. When you looked at Dante Wright and that cracker, that killer cracker, I don't care if she's a female or a male. They're all the devil. They're all beasts. They don't look at me and you like no human being. And any time the Negro that had him about to handcuff him did not intervene, that nigga is an enemy. That nigga cop is an enemy. Anytime you stand by, like the sister said out of Louisiana, you stand by and you watch some cracker do something obscene to your people and you stand by, you a traitor, nigga. Excuse me for saying nigga, because you are a nigga. Anytime you are not a brother, you are not a sister, you are an enemy, you are a traitor. You need to be taken off the planet. Taken off the planet. Because anytime you don't have any love for your mama and you let something happen to one of your sisters, you are a traitor, nigga. And I mean that.
Black power.
And with regards to Andrew Brown Jr. and Elizabeth, when I saw that government doing a press conference over the weekend yesterday, I've never seen so many knee-shaking Negroes in my life. They want to pat each other on the back. They didn't go, we can't do this. You know, that's the sheriff's hand. If the sheriff didn't tell you they was going to do a raid, they had no respect for you. And you sat back and got disrespected, and you disrespected your whole town. You're a traitor. You need to be off the plane. You're in the way. Anything in the way need to be put up out the way. If it's me, put me out the way. If I'm in a hindrance and I'm blocking the movement, take me out. Take me out. Take me out, goddammit.
Black power, brother.
Thank you, brother. Dennis knows for giving us that energy and firing us up, but giving us the concept of black revolution, the concept of Fred Hampton, living some free breakfast and living some lunch programs and some clothing giveaways and some original Panther energy to fire up all the new Black Panther.
Thank you, bro.
New Black Panther Party Network. We're rolling. We're right in the middle of the goddamn rumble. And we're not backing now off this goddamn clown. The one Queen Kashiba called me clown. No cracker named Uncle Sam. We don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. We took a boom chaka like a cracker to that, brother. Another boom chaka like a cracker. I missed you early, brother. But I got you now. So give me a boom shakalaka cracker.
Boom shakalaka like a cracker.
Boom shakalaka
like a cracker.
Boom shakalaka
like a cracker. Break the neck of a cracker. Break that neck. Break that cracker. Any cracker doing something to one of us, get on that cracker's ass. If a Negro is involved with him, break that Negro's neck. Break his neck.
For
black
all
power.
Of the homogenized, black power, all the homogenized Negroes, and all of them with pasteurized Negroes, fit setting niggas, and all of those brothers that maybe have to put down like a manger dog right on their backside and then go straight to the goddamn cemetery. As we go to 757, we hit the 997. If you're still there with us, 757 with the 997, trying to see if you're still in there with us. 757, you're live. Not, I'm picking up Mama Dog.
Brother Charles.
Okay, this is Brother Charles right here, 997.
Yeah, this is Brother Charles.
So you on a new number tonight? I'm not your old number.
Yeah, I got a new number.
Oh, you in the middle of the room. So let Brother Charles out of time. Well, we driving like hot tonight, Brother Charles, and talking about how long shall we sacrifice our black children, our black man, our black woman, and then sacrifice nothing for black revolution and expect things to change, black power. Yes, so go right ahead.
I sit there and said on the show that I hope ain't nobody do nothing stupid. And from what I've been hearing tonight, they've been doing a whole lot of stupidity. And then we were the mass stupidity with stupidity. And do what Malvo and Muhammad did, going around plucking off police officers and whatnot, we be that is being wrong.
That's right. But he was a righteous soldier. Muhammad Khalid Abdul Muhammad was the right kind of man, the right kind of freedom fighter to bring us up today to live that legacy of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We're his pups. We're his cubs. And we're going stronger than ever before into the backside of this cracker. Black power?
Black power.
Black power, brother. What's going on? What's the latest and the greatest in Tide Water?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't know nothing going on. I've been blocked.
Well, they tried to block you out there. Well, brother, we know that they did the same thing to the young brother out in Fredericksburg that they've been doing all the time. They put 9 bullet holes in this brother, 10 bullet holes, they say, in this brother that was just trying to get his car. The police knew everything about him, but still they won't put him down anyway. There's something wrong with these crackers, even with the Trump agenda and the Giuliani agenda right there live with you. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with these crackers, man. We're gonna have to
yeah,
get
something wrong with them.
Yeah,
well, from what happened to me, I got assault on a police officer on my record. So police in the jail sit there. I told the police they weren't doing their job. And he said, oh, you ain't doing your job? I said, yeah, you ain't doing your job. Now, I mean, I'm trying to get in the courtroom because I'm supposed to be going home. Now, I'm getting reinstated or something. And he grabbed me by the back of my collar and started swinging me around. And all I know was swing, swing, swing. The next thing I know, I swing. And next thing I know, I'm getting jumped by the police officers. They stomping me and they broke my ribs.
Man, they're terrible. Horrific stuff they got on their mind to do to us, boy. If black people just woken up to know what this cracker thinking about us, then they would free us immediately, my mind. If they just knew, man. If the cracker trying to kill you, bro. And that's straight up. No chasing. Matter of fact, they still we're not returning the favor. The cracker believes in body blow for body blow. He believes in body bag for the body bag. The rest of that shit don't mean nothing these times. I'm telling you straight up.
They ain't playing no games, man. They ain't playing no games, and we shouldn't play no games with them for real, for real.
Right? A thing called no old bar. And they say don't put anything out of your question. He's got to do anything. I do mean he'll do anything at this hour. So we thank you again, Brother Charles, out of Tidewater, North Virginia. We're just so happy to have you on board. Hope you continue to listen. Be blocked tomorrow night. Straight up 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We're going to crank up some Black Power Radio. And we're going to be still talking about these crackers. And how long we sacrifice with us and sacrifice our children. And then nothing, you ain't going to sacrifice nothing for the black revolution. We changing that dynamic, is that right, Mr. Charles?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My black power. Black power. And we thank you for joining us tonight, Brother Charles. We'll be right back with you tomorrow night, brother. Black power.
Black power.
And I'll tell all the ladies. All right.
Brother Akbar, Black Power.
Yes,
Brother Akbar, can you
hear me? I'll clear you loud.
I want to let you all know that I was on a call this week with the governor out of Louisiana, John Bel Evers. And it was through that national, or should I say the state NAACP, a Negro. And I'm going to show you that these Negroes, when you begin to speak truth to power, they shut your mic down. They want to kiki with the cracker. They want to get up there and look good before the cracker tell you and me how they went to the mansion of the governor and how they ate and how they were treated and what they could do tell the governor when they're in their house. I said, that's a nigga that's out of his mind. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. And so when I began to lambaste this brother, and I really crack hard on this sellout. And you got to crack hard on the sellout. We can't take this no more. You serving us up, President of the NAACP. You serving us up, National Action. You serving us up, Corrupt. You serving us up, and we're tired of being served up. When do we, real talk, begin to take a stand like my brother from Haiti? That brother didn't deserve that. That brother did not feel protected. Why do we have to wait until something happens to us for them to pretend like they're going to do something for us? I'll get back to the question. Do you think that any legislation on this planet, in this government, a colonizing government, is going to make a real difference that will be favorable for black folks in America? I don't. I don't have it in my heart. I don't have any respect. I don't have any thought of joyfulness when I see a cracker judge. Derek Chauvin trial, they're still killing us. They're still murdering us. They're still butchering us. But we gonna wait on, oh, hell no. Right now, we need to take a formative stand. We need to do a development for ourselves and our own communities to address our social ills amongst one another, I got to say this, in order to keep that cracker out of our hood. Right now, they're there to observe and kill. That's what the cracker does. It's in his DNA. It will never change. And any fool that would sit back and think that one day it's going to get better, you a damn fool. I'll say that to you tonight. I'll say that to you tomorrow. And I will say that to you forever. We in a damn war. And we better take serious look at this war that we're in, and we better begin to come at peace with one another. I don't care if it's the dope dealer, the hooker on the corner. I don't care. You are no better than those people that you talk about, black people, black power. Look at one another and begin to address these ills that we have. No CPS will, no counseling will, no drugs from a cracker will. None of it is intended to. It is to keep us in chattel slavery and also to genocide our black behinds. We're under genocide, and until we take that seriously, then we'll keep on hoping and wishing. Stop it. Black power.
Black power. Strong words. Power. Strong comments. Yeah. Brother, I've been sitting back listening to you, always listening to you when you have something to say on the show, brother. So I appreciate your comments because they ring loud and clear, okay?
Well, brother, you give it up so generously, Brother John Kimmett Shabazz, Red out of West Virginia.
John, I love you, brother. I love everyone that's been on this.
Brother, I love you back.
I mean, with much respect. I mean, much respect.
Yes, it's important for us to do that to one another, right? This West Virginia experience and just the experience of being in the United States can be isolating to some extent because we got to deal with a whole bunch of stuff, okay? We got to deal with a war from the dealing with the system, police, but then we got to deal with certain situations that come up in slavery that we've been dealing with since slavery. For instance, one black book, one master's book would fight another master's book, and they pit them against one another. Well,
yes,
even until today, we are still dealing with that, black people being pitted against each other by two competing white interests, whether they be the Republicans or the Democrats or the good cop and the bad cop pitting Negroes against one another. Unconscious Negroes against one another, and
brother Kemet, can I ask you? I mean, in a wise fashion, because that's what we need to do wise talk. What do you think the remedy is? Because there is no such thing as the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or Justice for Us. None of that is real. What do you think the remedy is to bridge a gap between a fool that may think that they're successful and they've made it? And then when they look at me and you in ragtag jeans, say, well, see, you didn't make it because you didn't get your college education or whatever. What is the bridging of the gap for a fool?
Yes, sir. They got the Greenwood Arch.
No, brother, I'm into this I'm into this rites of passage thing, right? I think we need... Excuse me.
In the city of Tulsa is where they executed the first. They called for 300 black people. But when I got to interview those people on the ground, they seriously believe it was closer to 3,000 people, blacks, were just sacrificed because the white man's having a bad hair day. Think about it, brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wanted to answer that question, right, because I think it was just an important question. I believe in rites of passage program, okay? I was telling someone else about it a little earlier today, that we probably need about three or four different rites of passage program, one preteen, one teen, one right around 21-year-old as you're coming out of going into adulthood. And that rites of passage would be to set up a protocol, to set up a black code black people, where when I say a black code, you can matriculate, you can get your degree, and you can get certified, you can come right out of college with a degree, doctor so-and-so, but don't be a doctor working for the advancement of the people, of the collective. You be a doctor working to be able to get your bag, and that's not against anybody working to get their bag, but the way this colonial system is set up, it takes some of the best, it pays the best minds that we have a lot of times and ends up using them against us. It set props up people, turn around and use them against us. And so really there has to be a process that we develop where we matriculate people out. Like, for instance, when I was involved with the Nation of Islam back in the early 90s, a Youngstown minister told me, he said, brother, you better join the Nation of Islam because there's nothing else left for black men. And I said to myself, well, hold on. They got to be something else out here. The Nation of Islam can't be the only game. But what he was telling me the Nation of Islam was the only thing where black men are in a position to govern themselves. Black people are in a position to govern themselves. Now, that was his position at that time. We're talking about 93, 94. Okay, so. Long story short, I believe that we have to develop our own, which we had at one time, our own institutions. Tulsa, Oklahoma, was an example of black people having their own institutions. They were doing
I can only agree with that, because that gets back to the bottom line of what we talked about earlier, and I'm hoping that everybody listening really grasps what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is self-education, understanding. You got to understand what you read, but you also got to understand who you're dealing with next door. You got to also understand, and I've seen attorneys that sacrifice their lives. The chairman is sacrificing his life for us right now. He's not selling out. The difference in the sellout and those who will become educated. I am not one that is against education by far, because I'm a well-read individual myself. But the fact of the matter is, don't use the instruments of education as a selfish goal. use these instruments to enhance a whole community. And so, Bobby Joe down the street ain't going to be able to read what you're saying, so break it down for Bobby Joe. Talk to Bobby Joe like a regular person. Treat Sister Johnson as a queen. Stop treating one another like we're some rubbish or trash. You've been trained and taught that for so long that it became a bad habit. The drug game became a bad habit. All these things that infiltrated us, you all, in the community is a bad habit we have to drop, no matter how much we have to basically go through a process of changing. We have to change. Mm-hmm. Babies are so important. Our babies. How we want a future, we have to really nourish one another. I got to come to Brother Kimmett and say, Brother Kimmett, I really love you, man. I have a dispute with you, but I love you, man. I would like us to handle our issue and come out where we are even in our mindset, and we can complete our goals. This is what we have to do.
Absolutely. I also say this, brothers, and you know. I was just saying, Brother Akbar, I say that, brothers, we have to find the models. You know, when I say the models, those people that show love to black people, that know how, that have been able to get beyond that, the self-hatred, that have worked to get beyond that, we have to point that out. For instance, a couple of days ago, I ran into a sister. She was telling me about how black men rose up for her and went to bat for her. I said, but sister, you got to tell that story, because we get a lot of stuff about black women talking about that the black man ain't standing up for them. And you just got finished telling me you got a situation where the black man stood up for you. Tell that story. We need that. So that's what we need to do. We need to be our own media and highlight. We got to highlight the models, then highlight the positivity, the progressive stories, and not the. So, brother, we agree. We don't agree on everything, but we agree on enough to be agreeable with one another.
I knew we would. Black power.
Black power. Black power. We thank you for bringing Columbus, Ohio, coming in for that landing, brother. Dennis Knowles is online. And we got Mama Dog out in Columbus, Ohio. I hope she's still with us. Black power. And welcome to Black Power Radio. Hope she's still there. Mama Dog is out in 614-625. We got 614-625. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Take a snoozing for the cruising and abusing. At 614-625, you're live. She's out there in Columbus, Ohio. So we're going to have to get black to her. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her. There's a lot of struggle there. They have executed a young girl. We want to get that update. So, Dennis, you might be able to go pick these one or two callers and get her black online with the young girl that was executed in Columbus. Black power?
Yes, I'm gonna do that right now, my brother. Let me
work on that right
now. Yes, sir.
As we rumble over here in the jungle, we got our beloved brother John Kenneth Shabazz live on Black Power Radio. We've had brother Charles. We've had our beautiful family that come in with Queen Kashiba and all of those great ones that are committed black power, loyal black power radio fans that are just showing love constantly, showing up on Black Power Radio with the ultimate of information, just all type of amazing knowledge on our circumstances, things that we are confronted with as black people. All tied up here on the line tonight as we go down with
Black Power.
From our brother, Black Power, down in Oakland.
I got Mama Dog on the phone, my brother,
live.
Black Power.
We're live. The brother Fred is out there live, kicking it on Black Power Radio. Black Power. He's there live with us.
Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
What's happening, buddy, man? I'll be hearing all about you, man. You're doing a good job with your books, man. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to come down to the Bay Area real soon, man. And like I said, I live out in California. But like I said, you was out here before. But listen, we got a problem, like everybody say on the radio on Sunday and Monday night. We're getting tired of the bullshit. Excuse my language. But listen, we are strong people. We're trying to get justice for the people with these police officers killing us like dogs. Now, listen to me. I came from the streets, too. I don't care if anybody come to me, I'm going to pull something out. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I don't play it. Because you have to respect people what you want to have respect back. But we don't see that. People always talk about us. We ain't no bad community. We are the new Black Panthers. And I was in the movement in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my dad was in the movement. But like I said, I took his heed to say, stay and help the people in need. And that's what I do. But like I said, I'm getting tired of the police department putting us down on the motherfucking payment and nobody standing up for us. And it's crazy shit. Excuse my language. But like I said, y'all, we're going to go down to California real soon and we're going to go to Bay all the way up to Vallejo, California, and we're going to get justice for all these people who lost their lives. Because like I said, I'm getting tired waking up seeing a white cracker knocking on somebody's door and shooting them down in the house. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But like I said, y'all is a good movement for me. I'm staying with y'all forever and ever. And my man, Appa, and like I said, always say, back to y'all at Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Freddie.
Thank you.
Black Power Freddie with a strong Black military, and each and every day, every hour, as including Black Power, we will block that call with a strong Black military. Black Power.
I got Mama Da on the phone. I got Mama Da out of Ohio. She's on the line with me.
On your line, sir.
Yes, sir.
If she's black to her line, she can pick up maybe. If it's still there,
she's right.
See if we have Mama Da.
Oh, she's fine.
Out in Columbus. Go ahead, Black Power. Tell us a little bit what's going on the grounds of Columbus, Ohio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes. I apologize for earlier, but I'm taking my mama to this. But anywho, Micaiah Bryant, artistic, very good child, Precious Love, murdered by a police officer in Columbus, Ohio, shot her 4 times in the back, not in the chest. The adoptive parent called somebody over, the adoptive daughter's to help clean the house, all kind of bullcrap was going over there, all escalated to this for the community. It wasn't the police at first. It was community drama, which could have been stopped. She could have been saved. She would still be living. If community had jumped in and stopped her from doing what she was doing, stopped the police from coming out. When the police came out, they came out to kill. They knew a black person was going to kill. They knew it was going to be Micaiah. They knew it was going to kill a black person that day, and it happened. Sadly happened. I cried. I couldn't sleep. Got headaches. Stood up all night long. That's why I'm not on the phone today, because I was thinking about Micaiah Bryant. I was thinking about the others that killed by police officers all over the world. A survivor at the age of 13, 16, in my early 20s, by the Columbus police officer. And I'm still fighting the battle. I'm still on the front line with police officers in Columbus, Ohio. I've been doing this stuff way before I joined the Black Panther Party from Ohio. I've been saying it at the police long time due to me being a victim at the age 13. I don't have no love for the police officer from Ohio. I know some due to the fact that I'm here. And if you've been calling them, they see my face. I go to the Turner Affairs, I file complaints on them. I'm not scared of police officers. Nowhere. And that's sadly how they shot that guy 10 times. One in the face and in the neck, and it is growing. That's how they're killing us blacks. And one thing about us, we don't stick together. We know we got a new Black Panther Party, new Black Panther Party self-defense. We know we out here. But they don't know we out here. They didn't know that we out here. I'm in Columbus, Ohio every day in the street. Every time I set foot in that car, get in that street, I'm about the new Black Panther Party business. I'm about my business. Now do all my work under God and not done in vain. I have
Mama, Mama Doc, can I ask you a specific question? As we walked this thing through the charts as it went down, but Micaiah Bryant, if I may.
Yes, you can, Brother Dennis.
How did, what happened to precipitate, first of all, the child was being bullied, y'all. The child was being bullied, and everybody in the neighborhood that day saw what was going on. Mm-hmm. I want to tell everybody about the foster mother. We're going to prove to y'all that the system failed. The CPS failed. The foster care failed. And we're going to prove that pills and all these drugs that they give us in the community, the so-called Be Cool pills, they don't work. They failed. Everything is on purpose to fail. Then we also, I want you to tell them about when we call the pig. Would you give us a pronouncement of the events that took place as you walked the neighborhood after the death of Micaiah Bryant and the foster mother? Go ahead.
Yes, I went out there and knocked on the doors and stuff. And you talk about that day, Brother Dennis.
Yes.
Yes, I talked, knocked on the doors, and nobody comes to the door, nobody out there. Talked to some, if you remember the day, I went up there to get a day after church. Went there, drove down the street, walk up down the street, knock on doors, one brother answered the door. By the name of Donovan. He the one had a video camera at his garage facing Micaiah Bryant's house. So he seen the camera going from his house. Now to his door. He opened the door for the white people, but he opened the door for me. So I talked to some more people down the street. There's five black strong women out there saying that Micaiah Bryant went down to her house at first with no problem. She went on home, and that's what happened to her. They follow her. They bully her because the doctor mom. Foster mom called them over there to attack Micaiah. And this grown 40-year-old guy kicked this one girl like a dog.
What we're saying happened was the foster mother called the two former foster daughters that she had. And these are grown women. These are not children. These are grown women that came to put Micaiah Bryant in check based on what the foster mother said. And am I correct to say that there have been some problems with her being a foster parent in the past as well?
Yes, it is. Fayette County Children's Services knew what kind of home that was before they sent Micaiah Bryant into that house. But Fayette County Children's Services is much of the fault as well, and I blame them for it.
In other words, what we're saying, everybody, it's a community issue.
Right.
Anytime we stand by, and I'm going to say this, we stand by allowing things to escalate in our own community, we open up the segue for a killer cracker cop to come in and kill us. We do that. That was not preventable. And then when you have a man, 43 years old or 42 years old, kick a young child while she's on the ground, what is wrong with us? What is our mental state amongst one another? Go ahead, Mama.
The mental state, spiritual warfare.
In essence, we have issues that each and as we were talking earlier, everyone, we have issues that we need to address immediately because no cracker will, no cracker wants to, and no cracker will ever define a remedy that will be satisfactory for black people in this world, period.
Right.
And as far as the foster mother, she should be ashamed.
Right.
She caused the death of that child. The mother did, the foster mother, the neighbor who did not intervene before the cracker came.
They're all out there, the phone was camera, recording everything. They're not even trying to stop that fight. If I was out there, I don't care if I got staff or not. I would grab Micaiah Bryant. I would have grabbed her. I would have saved that life that day. And all those children I took in, from the time I had my own place, I took in runaways team. I took in crack addicts. I took in prostitutes. I took them to church. I dressed them. I fed them. I clothed them. I sheltered them. Wait, before I joined the Black Panther Department of Self-Defense, only what Miss O'Meara is my uniform. And I got my uniform now. Now I need some more uniform from national, regional, to come to Columbus, Ohio, or other states, wherever we, where it needed to be for us blacks, to let them know we're still here. And I am
well,
I am
in other words, in other words, if I, if I may add, this is not about your personal family, my personal family. We have extended families in the neighborhood that we don't even know. We don't know our neighbors. We got out of the bad, we're in a bad habit, and we're hooked on a bad habit. Whereas if I got a car, if I bought a new car, I'm all of that in a box of crackers. No, you in a box with a cracker. My problem that I have personally, it's me speaking personally, is that we need to begin to address one another, look out for the neighbor next door, say good morning to the neighbor next door, say hello, how you doing to the neighbor next door, get to know one another next door. Even if you say that the person is a crack addict, say good morning, Johnny. How you doing, man? You all right today? You need to do that.
Right.
You need to begin to love one another. We have a very serious spiritual division without in ourselves. It's not the white man's fault because I don't speak to you. It is not the white man's fault that I don't come and intervene when I know that there should be an intervention. Why would I want to escalate that could turn out to be a terrible problem and lead to the death by cop of a...
Right.
Why would I do that? And this is not only in Ohio.
Right.
This is all over. This is in North Carolina, Bay City, Michigan. This in New York City. Y'all, we need to pull ourselves together. We got serious spiritual issues that if we don't address them, no matter what we do, no matter how we want to confront an issue, as long as we don't deal with our issues, we will never get to the bottom of these issues that we really need to address head on. I don't care if it's in the White House. No legislation is going to do for us what we need to do for ourselves. And I say that because I mean that.
Right.
Sister Mama Doll, this is Brother Don Kimmy Shabazz. I want to tell you that I want to thank you for holding it down. I haven't seen you since 2007, and I want to take the opportunity to extend extend my hand and say, Sister, I appreciate you, and I know you're doing your thing in Columbus. I always remembered you from 2007 as being a hard-driving sister. So you're still here, and you're holding it down, and I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Thank you.
As you continue to listen to Black Power Radio, we want to thank you and the vast listening audience tonight for your contributions to Black Power Radio. We do have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, from the smartphone, dumb phone, Android, even the college, maybe next door to your home. We want to thank you all for listening tonight to Black Power Radio. And again, if any of you have any closing comments, either pop your hand up or let me know how you're rolling, and I'll try to get you on the air here live on Black Power Radio. So any of you have something, John, Kimmy Shabazz, Dennis Knowles is out in Battle Creek, Michigan. John Kimmy Shabazz is in Morgantown, West Virginia. So I'm driving it to you brothers right now. Black Power.
Black Power. I would say that I believe that this is a beginning of a healing. Right now, what we're talking about tonight is a spiritual healing amongst all of us who are black, who are melanated, who are the most hated people on the planet. We're hated from here to Africa, from Africa to Russia. No matter where we go, we are hated because we're number one. We're the first, not the last. We're not the footstool. We're not the ones to be stepped upon. We are the kings and the queens.
Right.
We're the kings and the queens out of Mother Africa that know for a fact that when we listen to my brother out of Haiti, I love that brother out of Haiti. He stepped into fear, but he held his ground. And he stepped into fear,
but he knows for a fact that once he talks to Brother Kemet Shabazz, that he's talking to a brother. When Mama Da and we have late nights sometimes, when we will call one another, we know we can depend on one another. When we call Brother Akbar, we can depend on one another because that's real love. These are the things that we, the instruments, the tools. These are the things that the ancestors love. When we talk to Queen Mother Kashiba, it's about the ancestors. These are the things, you all, that we need to grasp wholly and entirely, not superficially. I heard the brother tonight mention, and I'll get off, mention tonight that there's some fakes out here. But we can discern the fakes. And once you run across a fake, kick that fake out. Kick that fake out because there's nothing but danger. Right now, in this war, we're going to have to come together in a pure spirit of love for one another in the hood, from the womb to the tomb. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. Go right ahead, Brother John, Commissioner Bob.
Well, I just want to add on to what the brother said, and I think I want to go back and reiterate what I said earlier about being able to develop taking those positive models that we have, that people that are among us that where black people are showing love for one another, the couples that can get along with one another without fighting. I think we do have, yes, we've got hardships. Yes, there's some negative stuff going on, but there's also positive models, and that oftentimes these positive models are overlooked. So that's one of the things that we try to do in the WV Black Unity Coalition and the work that that I find myself doing here in this area. You know, again, there's people that want to make a difference and are working, and we have to be able to highlight those people that are doing that. So that's my say on what's going on. And I throw the mic to Sister Mama Da, okay? I want to hear what she got to say here on the ground in Columbus. And that's just a stone throw away from where I'm at. I got to get over there to see you, sir.
I hope so, brother. I need your help, brother. I need your help. A sister like me knew you, and you, I got your back fully to trust and believe that. But Columbus, Ohio, I got a couple of brothers. Columbus, Ohio, has been involved with that 21st of defense. I recruited two yesterday, my brother. I'm out every day, every day. When once I hit that street in that car, I'm playing Fuck 12 by Boosie Boosie. Boosie Boosie. Man, I love that song. And I play it so loud where the pigs can hear it. I even follow the pigs, too. They follow my black, mm-hmm. I follow them. Facebook Live on pigs, I follow my pigs. I got donuts in my car. If they want a donut, I eat a donut with them. But I'm not going to sit close to eating on the donut with no pigs. These pigs up here ain't nowhere. Pigs anywhere ain't shit. They ain't shit nowhere. They ain't nothing nowhere. Take that badge off. Like I told the one pig the other day at Matthias Bryant's house, that first day, I told him, put that badge down. You think you got love for Matthias Bryant like you play me, dude? Take that badge off, put it on the ground. Let me see if you take a badge, put it on the ground right now. Bitch, they ain't do it. I got half my head said, fuck the police. I got a shirt said, you got to be a door to kill my naughty bitch ass pigs. Fuck the police. I walked to the courthouse. Up in the pig's face. I did all that bitch-ass pig shit before I go to the pageant party. Like I said, only what's missing on me was the uniform and my butt, and now I got it. Now I need to back up my brothers and sisters for Columbus, Ohio. Not only Columbus, Ohio. Everywhere y'all want to go, let Mama Dog know Columbus, Ohio. But she took me there, I'll be there. I love to travel. I love to have my people's back. I love to feed my people. And I feed people good food. My food good as that. My hospitality is a bond in Columbus, Ohio. So you come to my house and we do the shit we do with the bitch-ass pigs, come to Mama Dog's house, and get we energized up with some good food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
all right.
That's very much
every day. It's not the police officers out there doing stupid stuff. It's us blacks as well. We ignore each other. We are mad at you for what? I don't like you for what? I'm watching you get beat up for what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to help you for what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to feed you for what?
What?
We're the same color. You're my brother. I'm your sister. Love me. I love you.
Come on.
I'll be your last. Yeah. Give me your last.
That's right. That's right.
I don't have no water down love. I don't have no water down love. My water down is not.
My love is not generic. My love is real. My love hard. And I'm an Aries. And I'm a fire sign. And I don't play. Trust me, I don't play with nobody. I got your back fully. Got your back fully.
That's right.
Ain't no pig gonna start no shit with nobody around me. There was gonna be no George Floyd's neck, and I see the pig put a knee on back of George Floyd's neck, and I'm gonna stand and watch. He'll fuck to the nose. Put a knee on my neck too, bitches. God forbid. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black
power. Again, thank you again, Mama Dog. Just being real and keeping it real here on Black Power Radio, and then keeping it real in the goddamn street. This is the thing. And mama, all those people in Columbus, Detroit, Minneapolis, and all those are coming together now. And we're all coming to Columbus. We're going to Minneapolis. We're going all over. We've been to Minneapolis and seen the dirt on the ground. They killed when we there waiting on the verdict. And here come a cracker, woman cop. She wasn't quite no woman, quite a cracker female.
Yes.
Could have been a she-devil, likely more like a cracker she-devil. Came up and killed a man and tell her that she don't know if she had a Glock or she don't know if she had an electronic device. Knowing that you got the ready the Glock, you got the ready the electronic device, and you got the ready the 9mm service weapon or whatever service weapon you might have on your side. You know, when you're putting out something that's going to discharge a projectile and kill somebody, and you know when you're shocking somebody. There's no similarity in the two weapons. But then, and then they go to the kill. They don't go to get your attention or to subdue. They go to straight up kill you. And don't stop.
Teach
it. This is how they
that's
young,
right.
Young girl wasn't no, just let me stop this. Let me break this up. It's like, let me kill you and ask questions later. Oh, my
yes.
God. You're the judge, the jury, and the executioner. We don't give a damn about no cracker pig or no cracker police named Uncle Sam. The hell with Uncle Sam and the hell with the cracker police. And I thought Booster said, without that badge, you a bitch in the half. So fuck the police. Narcotic, fuck them. The DA, fuck them. The judge, the jury, the executioner, all of them. And the whole goddamn bus. Fuck the police. Black power. This
fuck all y'all.
Black
power.
That's
how
black
power.
Fuck all y'all.
Now, Brother Akbar, I got one more thing to say that I want to let folks know about. In terms of black unity, I got some RPD flags, red, black, and green flags, 3x5. And for WV Black Unity Coalition, Egyptian Month Incense and Oils, which I do out in the street, I have this black unity flag, the Marcus Garvey's flag, and I got about 50 of them, and I'm selling them, okay? A lot of people don't got the red, black, and green flag in their homes, and I didn't have one for a period of time myself, but I got 3 or 4 of them now, and I got a box up here. So I'm selling them $25 a piece. Send me your address, and I'll get you that flag. If you don't got one,
how do we get your information, brother Kevin?
We drop it.
Are
you telling us 3x5?
Well, I tell you,
brother,
can,
come on.
It's a 3x5, yeah. Three feet by 5 feet.
Crazy, that amount.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice size flag. Okay, it's the Nile flag.
Bet.
It's brand. New. It's brand new.
Replace all that.
And I'll be putting
stars and stripes, Confederate flag, put the RBG up for Malcolm Messiah, God, Muhammad, Malcolm X, anybody else is fighting revolution.
Brother Dennis, you're talking about love. That flag right there, the one that Honorable Marcus Garvey gave us after so much suffering, he seen we didn't have one. He said, I got one for you, black. So, I think we love each other with that flag. So,
brother, I need to get me one of them flags for real, for real.
If you're on Facebook, inbox me. If anybody on Facebook, inbox me, and I'll get you my address, and we'll link up. Go
now
to
inbox,
Egyptian.
Do I inbox you? Is it
Is it, Brother Emmett, I mean, Kemet Shabazz?
It's John Kemet Shabazz.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on Facebook, John Kemet Shabazz. And we'll link up and speak to each other directly. I'll get that to you.
Brother, okay, man, brother, I tell you, there's a whole lot of loving going on this blog talk tonight, Brother Akbar, national spokesman, brother. You know how to bring it together, man. I'm so proud of you, brother.
Yes,
I just want to let you know that the chairman could not have picked a better man, a man that is just meritorious and very much has a strong integrity, brother. I've seen you walk. I just watch you, brother, and I love your walk. I want to be like you, man. Seriously, brother.
Man, we love you likewise. Brother Dennis,
man, Rose, you both,
Dr.
man.
Spahn, Mama Dom, the best that ever did it. He's the best revolutionaries in the country, the strongest, the coldest, the boldest. In this hour, the blackest. In black revolution at this hour, we just so happy to serve, brother. We got to know how to meet the needs of black people. Step up. Y'all should be calling and asking me questions. How do we get in touch with John Kimmich about? How do we get our national flag? How do we get in there to get what Mama Dom has, many items of what you need to fight revolution? And the many memorabilia of New Black Panther Party is prepared in Columbus, Ohio, and much of it's done by Mama Dom herself. And so we just want y'all to know that there's much that you got to text base with this network. We got to fight for freedom everywhere we go. We got to block this goddamn cracker down. He is not going down by himself. Dr. King said there will never be freedom in America until we stop the unethical practice of police brutality and all of this unnecessary use of excessive force, unnecessary use of excessive deadly force, and abuse of power against black people. It's going to cease, because goddamn it, we are going to stop it. We're going to pick up the issue personally and stop it right here in America. Whose street? Our street. And get together. Whose street? Our street.
Our street.
Whose street?
Our street.
Whose land? Our land. We tell them to get the hell off of what? Our land. We're going to rid ourselves of no good vicious cracker at this hour. Whose street? Our land. What do we want? Just us. How are we going to take it? By any means necessary.
Means necessary.
What do we want? Just us. When we want it, now. How
now.
We gonna take it? By any means necessary. Black power. For this hour of black power. And we're going to end that black power radio show right about there. Unless somebody else got a pressing issue, we're about to end it for all that we say and all that we do. We know that Marvin just said it best. The folks, we play Marvin, anybody got something that's pressing on their heart, they can certainly say it at this hour. Black power? Okay.
Black power, brother.
Black power. Any pressing issues before we leave the air tonight? Any events or pressing issues? D.C. everywhere, we're going to be.
We
got
a Juneteenth.
Oklahoma. Sir, go ahead.
And we got a Juneteenth scheduled for Fairmont, West Virginia, Windmill Park. That's scheduled for June 19th, 2021. I'll be meeting with one of the local churches here on Thursday in reference to getting their support. So I'm just want to put that out there. I'll be giving more and more information and updates on that. I know we do that from city to city.
Give it all up, brother. Give it up one more time.
That's June 19th. We're going to be in Fairmont, West Virginia at Windmill Park. That's going to be from 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening. We're looking to be able to have a 2-day. Right now, I know for sure we got Saturday, so we're also looking to be able to lock Sunday in. Saturday, we'll be doing we'll be having speakers, and we'll be doing the local hip hop artists. Young people will be coming out, so we're going to have some new people organizing this year. So I'll continue to give you all updates on that Juneteenth. Okay.
Well, brother, just put it out there. Come do it Saturday, man. Occupy somebody's church on Sunday, man. Occupy somebody's church on Sunday. That's what you got to do, man. You got to pick it. You got to call a shot and meet it. I know you got several at your disposal there, John, Timmy Shabazz, and only one we want to stop at is one. If we get one church to commit itself, then I think I could almost make a phone call and get a church in West Virginia. We're way here from D.C., brother. I'm just here to remember all those churches that helped us in Charleston and Morgantown, and the influence of ministers came statewide to help us, brother. And that's a great thing you got in West Virginia, man. That there is unity, and they mean what they say. If you step away, he ain't gonna fuck with you. But if he commit to you, brother, you got a friend for life in any part of West Virginia, brother. They're good people, and I love them, and I love you, brother John Kimmy Shabazz. So with that said, we're gonna be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on May 28, 29, 30, whatever it takes, 28, 29, you know to be there on that 29 for sure. But we're going to be there 28, 29, 30, I believe, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Every black revolutionary, every black military, every black organizer, every black activist, every black Pan-Africanist, every black wish-be, wanna-be, put you some black on that day. Show up in Tulsa, because we're going to be there. We will not be square to expose the devil further what he did in Tulsa on Black Wall Street. Like they said earlier in the show, we were independent. We had it all for ourselves, and we were able to go free for ourselves. And the white man was so jealous, so envy, just could not stand to see us go free for ourselves. So he executed everything that was black and was not out of sight before midnight. They just executed us, brother, and they told us 300. We got on the ground with the black boots and the black and the brown on the ground. God damn it, they told us it might have been well over 3,000. Don't believe this cracker, no matter what he utters from his lips. He has not earned the trust of black people at this hour. We're just going to say black power, and know that we got a strong black military, and we can black that goddamn call all the way up. So we thank you. We thank God for y'all showing up here tonight at Black Power Radio, Washington, D.C., the light of the world for us, I'm concerned. Banneker put this. George Washington have a damn thing to do with this. Banneker's the man around here. Black Power, Bannekerville. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power, brothers and sisters.
Black Power. Black Power. I love y'all, brothers and sisters.
Black Power. I love y'all.
All right. I love y'all, too. Good stuff. Good stuff. About my father, God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything, and all he asks of us is we give each other love.
He'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, Lord, you are mom.
Fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump, snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you saw the lion. Before the battle, wall is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Bless your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these God genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamine. I decide with cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls. Get the sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my phone first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Spoil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
For the one that got away, one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from Mattel, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Mattel, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and Bloods, pimps and thugs. Body kill they brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the phones with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug red fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's on right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna start
to
touch us
on
the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Yeah. You never get a son, never get a son. Kill Malcolm, kill everybody, kill Martin. Some no good bastard.
I miss you, baby. Oh.
all started
drinking,
each and every night.
Down anymore.
We're moving. child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
I'm gonna spread. Love your mother, love your father, love your sister.